Head coach of the U of A Golden Bears football program, Chris Morris, joins us once again. Coach, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Gregor. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Are you a baseball guy? You got into the Jays in the playoffs at all or what?
You know what, man? I grew up in Toronto, so I used to, don't tell us to anybody, the kids, but I used to, like, in high school, we'd go, you get $2 Dominion tickets, and there were a lot of spring games. I might have skipped off a little bit to go watch, but, you know, it was, I was a big-time Blue Jays fan, you know, when Dave Steeb and all those guys were there, and now, obviously, everybody's watching them now, so, yeah, hopefully they can fight back.
Because, now, you got drafted in 92, correct?
Yep.
92, so, yeah, the year, so were you, did you get to go to any World Series games that year?
No, you know what? I didn't go that year. I was more actually when they were lost in the, I think it was the ALCS. I think was when I was really, really into it. And
okay.
Then, you know, you get going on some other stuff, and you know, I was still following them very closely at that time. But yeah, it's a little pricey for a college kid to go to do a World Series game. So yeah, no, I didn't go to those ones.
That's very true, Chris. You know, your season got off to a great start for your team, and I know you've always been kind of cautiously optimistic about your team, not putting the cart before the horse whatsoever. But since the early start, it's been a struggle, and kind of you've always talked about learning how to win, but you've had to do it against three teams, you know, that have all been ranked top 10 in the country. So while the outcome really hasn't been what you want, do you feel your team's learned because you're playing against, you know, the best of the best for the last 5 weeks?
Yeah, I think it really has been a learning experience for us the last few weeks. And I think, you know, it's like we said at the beginning of the year, like we thought we have some talent here. We have some very, very good young talent, but we're very thin. Like the guys we have that have been around a few years that are able to play at this level already, we don't have a whole bunch of them right now. So we have, like, I just was looking at this as our coaching staff in the last week here. Like, we have 1 5th-year guy, 5 4th-year guys. So we're playing against teams that are, like, in the 20s and 30s in those numbers, right? So we lost 3 starters in the secondary, and we lost a couple other starters in that Calgary. Like, that Calgary game hurt us a little bit because we lost. And it wasn't so much that we got beat that way. It's that we lost some guys. And it's been a struggle. We've been sort of fighting, and the kids we have in there are fighting hard, and we're working, and I'm really happy with a lot of the progress I'm seeing. You know, we have to still learn how to compete higher at a higher level of intensity, and there's things we're learning on this journey this year, but it's a little discouraging just because, man, we had such a great start, and we were also, you know, we were, okay, we can get this done. We can, you know, we had a theme this year, you know, win now, win together, and we felt if we stayed healthy and if we kept things going, we could win, you know, 4 or 5 games this year. And it's been a little disappointing, but you know what? You learn. And this is such a young team that we're learning, and I think we're going to be much stronger for moving forward.
You look ahead to this weekend. You play the University of Manitoba Bisons on Friday night, and you know, tough team for sure. What do you feel you learned in the first game that maybe you can exploit as far as their defense goes in game two?
Well, you know, it's funny. We ran the ball so well in the first half against them here. You know, we had 35 points, I think, at the half last time we played them or something like that. It was very close. And we were ahead by a significant margin. I think that game for sure has taught us that, you know, just being up and being dominant in one half of football does not get you a win in a game. And I think that was a lesson we needed to learn. And it was a big slap in our face because I think we had that one and let it slip away. And that's been kind of that game hurt us, and we've been sliding a little bit since then. The good thing is we're playing a team that we're very confident against. Like, we beat them last year, and we felt we had them on the ropes this year. So we feel good about going in against these guys and competing with them. I think, you know, the biggest lesson for us, and it's the same thing we've been talking about since the beginning of the year, is we're just not good enough to even take a second off. Like, we have to just – everything has to be completely, completely – 100% competitive for us every second. And if we even take a moment to think or to reflect about how good that last moment was, we fall apart. And that's, I think, something we have to improve on is in the last little bit of the season. And I'm looking forward to seeing these guys on Friday night, because I think we're ready to play at a, you know, and win, lose, tie, I don't know, but I need to see a compete level out of these guys that we haven't seen for the last couple of weeks. And I'm hoping they're going to give it this week.
Interesting. Head coach of the U of A Golden Bears football program, Chris Morris, joins us. You mentioned that competitive spirit and desire hasn't been at the level you've wanted, Chris. Is that a team that feeling sorry for themselves might be the harsh word, but, you know, sometimes there's a little doubt that creeps in. Do you think that underlies when the competitive level isn't as high as you'd like it to be?
Yeah, I think a little doubt, but I think a lot of it, honestly, is age. Like, you just, like – an 18, 19-year-old kid doesn't have the same lens on competition as what a 23, 24-year-old kid is. And then when you start losing a few of those guys that do have that sharpened and that focused idea as to what competition looks like and what it has to be at this level to win, it really compromises you. And we got some kids here, and I'll say this to you. I don't have any kids here who don't think they're giving me everything they have, but they're not. They have more. And that's what we're trying to do. And that's the difference between a young team and an old team. Old teams know what they can give, and they give you everything, and that's pretty much all they got. Young teams think they're giving you everything, but there's so much more in the tank. They just haven't learned how to give it yet. And that's, I think, where we're at right now. We're trying. We've worked very hard over the last few weeks around just let's get our compete. Let's get everything we can out of these kids. And that's what we're working on now. And like I said, it's a work in progress, but I think we've identified what we really want to get going here. And it is that compete level, and it's teaching these kids how to compete. Like, you're not born with the ability to compete at this level. It's something that has to be learned just like everything else.
Yeah, for sure. And in that game against the Bisons, when you had 35 points in the first half, did your team let off the gas, or did Manitoba just make some good second half adjustments?
Well, both, right? So they did some things, like Manitoba did some things in the second half that, they widened some people on defense and our reaction to it as a staff wasn't as good as it could have been. I think the biggest thing, what they did was a very simple adjustment. And it was the sort of thing which, like 2 years from now, the guard and the tackler would come over to us and say, hey, this is what they're doing, and we're just going to change this like that. It's the sort of thing that's hard to see from up top, but something that a veteran group would be able to correct very, very easily. So that was one thing that happened, and they just were still at the point where we're a little fragile. So at the beginning of the second half playing against them, we get a kickoff return and we field it and we make an error and we start on our 2-yard line. Then they score. Now everybody starts to tighten up a little bit. And then, we make a punt return. We give them a punt return touchdown, which really was the thing that sealed the game. And it was just, a couple of errors we made there in the second half. We always talk about someone's going to blink first in a game. You're going to be in a game, you're going to be competing, and someone will blink, and that's when you got to make hay. And we don't want to ever be the guy who blinked. Well, in Manitoba, in the last couple of games, we've blinked. And the other teams have taken advantage of us, and that's, I think, more than anything else, that's what's happened.
Chris, for your team, now I know your recruiting class, it's kind of an ongoing one, and you've already been watching on social media. You've got some guys already, committed to next season. But, that crop coming obviously isn't going to help you for a few years, right? It's the young guys you have that are just going to mature kind of on the roster as you go. Just how much of a difference do you think, and I know you've talked about understanding to know how to win, but what about just the physical part of being, a 19, 20-year-old team and next year being a 20 and 21-year-old team?
Yeah, well, we're far physically more mature and able to compete against our opponents this year than we were last year. And next year, we're going to have a much bigger jump in that area. So, like, if you look at it, like, we have 74 players in their first 2 years of eligibility in this program, 74 out of 90-something, right? So those guys are coming up. My first recruiting class now, next year is going into their third year, and there'll be about 20 of those guys. So it's one of those things where you have to be physically, you always talk about that. Well, do you have confidence? Can you execute your plays? Can you do those things? Well, it's a lot easier to do those things when you're 20, 21 playing against maybe 22, 23-year-olds than when you're 18 trying to just survive out there. And that's the thing that we are becoming more mature as a program. And the stat I keep, because I don't want to be too hard on the kids, but at the same time, you don't want to be too easy on them. We got six guys in their fourth and their fifth year. Six guys. Calgary has almost 40. So when you look at that, it becomes, okay, well, we can talk to these kids about their ability to compete. We can talk to these kids about what we need from them, but we need to teach them because our guys are really, really young. And if we spend enough time teaching them how to compete and teaching them what we need from them, we're going to get it out of them eventually. And I think we have to, there's a certain degree, and I'm an impatient guy, and I've set some very lofty goals for what we wanted to accomplish. But we have to be patient with these kids, and we can't just give up on them because they're young and they're making young kid mistakes. We haven't played over our heads like we would have liked to this year from a maturity standpoint, but that doesn't mean there's guys here who can't play. It just means we just didn't get to that level as quickly as we would have liked.
Well, Chris, best of luck. Hopefully we can get a victory or two here in the final two games of the season and make a push for the postseason.
Absolutely. We need this one this week for sure.